Notice what she says out of all this. Chapter number 2, verse 1. What does she say? I am the what? I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. She understands before Him, I am the rose of all roses and the lily of all lilies. There's no one that has the attention or the affection. He sees me as beautiful and lovely and delicate and fragile and wild and as blossoming as the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. See, this confidence that is in her as a woman has been built by this love and affection of this king. It's put her in a position to be free, to blossom. She's not threatened by these other women that are surrounding her. She knows that she hasn't taken care of herself. She knows she hasn't given attention to her own garden, but she stands out to Him. Amen. And that's what counts. Not to everybody else, but to Him. Amen. She's not looking to appeal to all the other men out there. She wants Solomon's affection, and she's got it. And then Solomon responds like this in the musical. He says, oh yes, you are a lily among thorns. So is my love among the daughters. A lily, if you think about it, a spring lily, a lily among thorns stands out, doesn't it? You got thorns and thistles, and in the midst of it, a lily. It's incomparable. It just stands out like a sore thumb, the beauty of it. That's one of the things that we always used to emphasize with our girls, that it was one of the objectives in our life to try to raise them, that they would be lily among thorns, that they would stand out. Not in a negative, but in a positive way, with their character, with their integrity, with their kindness, with their loveliness, that they would be, as God would shape them and He would use us as arrow shapers, that was a thought process. This was something that was common. Our girls knew these principles right here was something that we instilled in them, something that Stephanie continued to teach them, is that not that you degraded the thorns, you just lived who you were. And as you live for Christ, as you live to honor Him and do things His way, God will elevate you to a place where you stand out as a lily among thorns, among others. And we wanted to shape them from that perspective. We want them to be pillars, as Psalm 144 talks about, that they had stability and security. And we didn't always do the best job with that. But we see where Solomon agrees and he says that you do stand out among the other lilies like a lily stands out among every thorn. He was basically saying this, you stand out as a blessing among that which is cursed. Because thorns is always a sign of what? Cursed. In a world that you live in, Solomon is saying to this Shulamite, in a world of women who are cursed by the fall, who are doing everything they can to fix it, you stand out as a blessing among those who are still operating in a curse. That's how he viewed her as a woman. But he, on the other side, was strong and satisfying and stable and secure and sweet and sustaining as a fruitful tree. So you got a lily and a tree. And just showing the pictures of how he honored her as this delicate, fragile, beautiful, seasonal life that was put before him, in comparison how she saw him as this stable, strong, secure, satisfying, lovely tree that she can come under his protection. You see the picture here. What do you see? You see how the man is responding to the woman in his attention and affection to her, and what is she doing? She's honoring and respecting him in who he is as a man, as a sustainer, as a satisfier, as a protector, as something that's strong and stable. And then she then says in this testimony, as it's thought in verse number 4, she's testifying to these daughters of Jerusalem, a public display She says, "He brought me. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love." I was the attention. I was the one that he gave his focus to. Amongst the banquet and all these royals and delegates and all these people that came to him, his banner over me was a banner of love. He shielded me and protected me among all these people that was at the banquet. And it says, he sustained me with cakes and raisins. He refreshed me with apples, for I am lovesick. He just lavished her. He lavished her with his love. He lavished her with this life. He lavished her with all these things. And it just, what? Enraptured her heart. He fed her. He sustained her. He supplied her. And she's testifying to that. And then she says this in verse 6. It appears as if this may have happened after everybody departed. It could have happened while they were there in a dance. It could have happened at any point in time, but this is where she gets in verse 6, is that not only was he a banner of love over me, not only did he take care of me and he met all my needs, but we got enraptured with one another. We got so caught up in one another that he took his left hand and he put it. Come up here, Stephanie. Let's demonstrate this. No, I'm playing. Yeah. He put his left hand under her head. Yeah. And his right hand embraced me. And she said, "Oh, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it comes," until it's right, until it's pleasant. You know what she was saying there? Is that when he took me and he embraced me and he put his hand under me, I was near about ready to give him everything. We was at that place. We was at that compromised place. And I'm just warning you, the rest of you virgins, you rest of you maidens, don't put yourself in that position, because you could do something that will compromise your integrity in that. And that's what I mentioned earlier. This is what this is saying. This is why she's telling them, "I went to this banquet. He lavished me with everything. He was a gentleman to me. He took care of me. And I was so enraptured with him that I would have gave him myself that night." And you would have done the same thing. And that's why I tell you, don't stir up love. Don't put yourself in that position, because you can get overcome with lust. You can get overcome with the moment. And when you do, you're going to give yourself over and potentially regret it afterwards. Whereas she said, "Do not stir up or awaken love until it comes." Don't go looking for it. Don't go try to manipulate it. Let it come in its time, and be aware that you can put yourself in a position to. And remember, Solomon's writing this. They hadn't got married yet. We don't see any kind of intimacy on the sexual plane at this point. But I think they're saying we were close. It was close. And that's why we would never let our girls go off with any boys until, number one, they reached a certain age. Number two, until we really knew who the boy was, because we wasn't going to trust them boys no matter how nice they were, no matter how nice their parents were. That's why we set up the puzzle thing. Y'all know about the puzzle, why they had to put the puzzle together. So that boy could know our heart and we could know their heart. And they had to come to me. They had to come talk to me. And I had to give the approval of it. They had to bring me a 1,000-piece puzzle. And the whole objective was to put that 1,000-piece puzzle together as a family before they could ever take our daughter off. Why? We wanted to remain a lily among the thorns. We wanted her to be preserved for the man that God's awakened and stirred up love for when it came for the right time, that we believe God had a man for him, set aside for a lifetime. And we wanted to protect them in that. Why? Because naturally, natural instincts of human nature will yield to things that they shouldn't yield to if you don't help protect them in that. And this is what she was trying to protect these other girls, who's getting caught up in their romance and who they're longing for something like that for themselves. She's saying, don't let it take advantage of you until it's right. Because if you play with it, you're going to get burnt. You're going to get burnt. Not that it's the end of all things, because we've all been burnt, not everybody, but some of us were burnt. It was the end of all things. God was still able to recover and show mercy. Amen? But in the end, we want it to be done right. And to do it right, we want it done God's way. And to do it God's way, we believe that sexual relationships are confined or given by God within the covenant marriages of God. This hadn't happened for them yet. And they were getting close to it. So she's just giving a fair warning to her sisters out there, to her other maidens, just to be cautious. Don't stir it up until it's right. Until it's right. So we recognize from our own past experiences, now coming into the kingdom and given some wisdom from God and God's point of view, then we had to make some decisions as a mother and as a father. Well, what can we do to help protect our lilies and grow them up in the way that God would want them to be and keep them from compromise? Not that we can keep them from it, but we can sure do a lot in advance to help safeguard them for a future day. And we didn't want them alone with people by themselves out doing what young people will normally do without any kind of good guidance or parental support or help behind them. So we did what we had to do to help do that. Did our girls always like it and value it and appreciate it? Probably not. But see, they look back on it today, though, and they see the value of it. And remember, we see she and Solomon, from Solomon's perspective, this wise man who wrote a 1,005 songs, who says this is his chief song, is giving us some perspective of saying how to help protect ourselves in these settings, in these environments. So it's a great tool for us that we can learn a lot from. Well, to God be the glory. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for these things that we're learning, that you help us with as the brethren, as parents, as fathers and mothers, as lovers and learning the roles that each play and the way men think and the way women think, and understanding as a man how my wife will view things is going to help me, and as the women understand how we as men see things is going to help them. And ultimately, we want to glorify you, and we want to give ourselves to one another, and we're just thankful that we can do it knowing that we have you walking with us. We don't want to do any of these things without you, so lead us through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Y'all have a good night.